You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Welcome to the holiday edition of Breathe and Bounce. Yes, the holiday edition. We do celebrate holidays here on Breathe and Bounce. I know it sounds kind of wild, but we do. And the holidays, I think, are the tale of two cities. On January 12th. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that today. We talked a little bit about this during the Thanksgiving holiday about the gratitude part. And the one thing that I would say is I think there's a lot of things about Christmas that are beautiful. There's nothing like seeing the kids run down the stairs and go to the tree and open up all those presents and the looks of joy. Getting the cookies for Santa. And you know, the one thing is, that's one of, you know, we want to discuss a lot today. And one of the things we want to talk about is, you know, we want to talk about the idea of Santa. We obviously want to talk about the togetherness, the celebrations, but we also want to talk about the struggles. Some people really struggle during the holidays, so we're going to talk about that today as well. We're going to try to, you know, I really want to touch so many things about Christmas, the holidays, and New Year's. I mean, next week we're going to have a special episode for New Year's that's going to be, it's going to be pretty wild. So we're going to have that. And I just, you know, for Christmas for me, there's just been, I've had some special memories about Christmas. But some of my special memories about Christmas are memories I had by myself. And, you know, that's okay to have memories by yourself of Christmas. What I used to do, and this happened when I got a little bit older. I started to watch A Christmas Carol on WGN, and then I would watch Midnight Mass. I'd fall asleep during Midnight Mass, but I would watch it, you know? My mom always spoke about Midnight Mass and how important it was to her for us to go. And for whatever reason, my brother and I never went. I don't know why that happened, but we just didn't. And I don't know, the whole idea of going to church at midnight's like, wow, that's wild. You know, maybe I'll try that this year. Just to pay homage to my mom. I mean, yeah, I know I'm a little late. It's been like, you know, 15 years since she's passed. So I guess it would be, you know, it's actually been more than 15 years. It's been like 20 years. It's been like 24 years. I don't know. My math is off. It's very foggy outside. So I think the fog is affecting my brain. I actually did some Christmas shopping today for the kids and everything, and I had some trouble figuring out things, right? Like, you know, totals and percentages and entering my email into the little keyboard when I would pay for things. So, like I said, for today, we're going to try to touch a lot of bases for Christmas. We'll play some Christmas music. And we'll just reflect on this year. We'll do more of that next week.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame.
You know, one of the great things about Christmas is that people really come together and they really do their best to kind of shine a light on the world, you know. And one of the things that we see is we see people, you know, really put a foot forward. And, you know, I want to shout out to a couple of the yoga studios here in town, Happy Hour and Melt. Both did these presents where they delivered to the kids. I really don't know the nuts and bolts about Happy Hours, but I saw a bunch of presents, so I'm assuming they did the same thing. But I do know that I saw it on Facebook about Melt, so I went ahead and I bought one of the ornaments off the tree, and I got something for one of the kids. And, you know, it feels good to give. Giving, for me, is one of the, I guess, one of my funnest, my greatest pastimes. I love giving gifts. And sometimes people think that I'm a little crazy. I know when I got done with YTT, I put together all these little gift bags, and everyone thought I was like, oh, you didn't have to do that. But, you know, it's like I like to do stuff like that. I like to do things that make people feel good. I like to do things to make people feel appreciated. But I also want to find more opportunities where I can help people that need the help. And one of my resolutions for 24 is going to be doing a lot more community service work. I'm going to try to volunteer and do more things. One of the things, my wife used to work at a place. It was a recreation center for senior citizens with developmental disabilities, and I loved volunteering for all that stuff. It was so cool. And whenever she told me we had an opportunity, I would jump at it. I thought it was amazing. I mean, I got to, you know, I was being supportive towards her, but I just, the feelings that I got after I was done, it was just wonderful. And it's always good to give. It's always good to help out. And it's always good to spread that love and that cheer. The one thing that I, you know, always wished about the holidays is that people could have that mindset throughout the entire 12 months of the year. Rather than the 12 days of Christmas, why not celebrate the 12 months of Christmas where people can just do beautiful things for each other? Just have kindness towards each other. Have goodness. People didn't have to be clicky. People didn't have to revert back to the way they were in high school. And even high schoolers can learn how to be a little bit kinder, right? It would be a wonderful thing if our world could do that. And, you know, I think, like I said, I'm going to try to do as much community service work as I can in 24. I'm just going to look for some opportunities where I can give my time, give money, give whatever to help people in tough situations, because there are a lot of people in tough situations out there. And I really want to help. I want to do a lot of great things. And of course, you know, we really obviously want to find a way to get Breathe and Bounce going, you know, between the show and between the yoga practice that I'll be teaching and just between everything, our presence on the internet, trying to write and inspire. It's all about doing good. And I'm just grateful that the holidays are here and they give people a chance to do good and do good things. So I think we just need to focus on that. Just stay on that path of doing good for people and having fun while we're at it.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens,
two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my
seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven spots of swimming.
Six geese a-laying.
Five gold rings.
Four calling birds.
Three French hens.
Two turtle doves.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
my true love sent to me nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a milking,
seven swans a swimming,
six geese a laying,
five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me ten lords a living.
I always loved 12 Days of Christmas. The 12 Days of Christmas was always so much fun. Good stuff. We enjoy the 12 Days of Christmas. There's other things. I have other happy memories. I remember my father, for all his faults, used to sing Christmas songs, and I wish I had the tape. I wish I could find the tape of him singing Christmas songs. And one of the songs that he sang was the Christmas song, otherwise known as Chestnuts Roasted on an Open Fire. You guys all remember that one, right? I hope you do, because that is that's a good one. I found the best version I could. Well, the one that everyone knows, at least. Everyone has to have a little Nat King Cole in their life, right?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer
really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Christmas. You know, when you're younger, Christmas is a fun time. It really is. It's just special. You get to go out. What my tradition was, I would go out to my mom's aunt's house out in Glenview, and the whole family would be there. I mean, my mom's dad, my grandpa, had 5 siblings. So there were a lot of people there. Nice, loud Irish family. And then on Christmas, we'd go see my grandma at my grandpa's house. And the first half and then the second half would go to my dad's side of the family, the Italian side. And I remember once my mom popped open champagne, and the cork went through one of the lights in the ceiling. And it was very funny. We used to play cards at my grandpa's house. Sometimes it would get pretty crazy. I would tell you the truth that a card game led to a 10-year standoff between my dad and my grandpa, not speaking to each other. And yeah, that was Christmas when that happened. You know, we don't always do the best things on Christmas. My wife, the first year I had Christmas, she brought me this whole assortment of Christmas presents, and I was not very grateful about it. I learned a lot more about Christmas because of her. She really taught me. I think I found my love to give people gifts from her. I saw how much she gave people, and it inspired me to give people a lot. And I just think we all pick up holiday traditions. We all pick up holiday habits. For many years, we were having people at our house, and I would cook. I would just cook. I would cook like a crazy person. I'd cook pasta. I'd cook some appetizers. It was fun. It really was. And I didn't get to do that last year, and I'm not going to be doing it this year. Last year, I watched the Miami Dolphins play football. I lost to the Packers, and I ate Chinese food. That's what I did last year for Christmas. And this year, I don't know what I'm doing yet. But we'll figure out something fun, right? But I can tell you one thing that we are not having this year is a white Christmas, right? I mean, it's pretty warm out there. It's pretty warm out there today, huh? But a little white Christmas never hurt anyone, right?
Trust the process. Trust yourself. You're tuned in to Breathe and Bounce.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's that's one of the most powerful Christmas songs there is. It invokes a lot of emotion. It invokes a lot of feeling and whatnot. And I got caught up a little bit in my emotion a little bit earlier. And I was thinking about how I was going to spend Christmas this year. And I feel lucky that I do get to spend Christmas by myself. Because as I talked about earlier on the show, you can spend Christmas by yourself. You can do some things by yourself. And it's okay. But there are people out there. There are a lot of people out there. There are people who have lost people this year for Christmas. Some family fights. I told you, my dad and my grandpa had a fight for 10 years over a card game where they didn't see each other for Christmas. I didn't get to see my grandparents for Christmas for a very long time. And then eventually I would go over there and it felt like I was choosing sides, which wasn't cool at all, but it was what it was, you know? Sometimes people don't even have enough food to eat. Like in A Christmas Carol, you think of the story with Tiny Tim and his family. I just think that, we have to also be mindful that there are people out there, the holidays are a struggle for them. It's tough. I think of a friend of mine who lost her mom not too long ago, and this was going to be a tough time for her. Two friends, actually. Sometimes the holiday season's not all holly jolly. You look at countries right now that are in the middle of wars. You just see homeless people. And that's why I say it's important to remember that the spirit of Christmas, the holiday spirit, can't be the 12 days of Christmas. It has to be the 12 months. We have to learn how to be kinder. We have to learn how to be gentler to people. We have to remember that people are fighting battles that we have no idea what's happening. You don't know what someone's story is. You don't know what's going on. It could be something that they don't want to talk about, but their heart has become cold. And because their heart became cold, they shut down. The story of the Grinch, I think it's just one of the most beautiful stories in Christmas because it's very much like A Christmas Carol. Same thing. You took someone who was just completely disenchanted, hated the idea of Christmas, hated it. And by the end of the story, their heart grows twice the size. Scrooge is going crazy, buying presents for people, eating dinner with strangers, finding that love. That's the way Christmas has to be, but it should be that way every day. And I think the challenge I would make to anyone listening is, can you make Christmas 12 months? Can you have a 12-month Christmas? Can we have a 12-month holiday? On the first month of Christmas, I gave the world. Maybe you can rewrite the song. On the first day of Christmas, the world got from me a big, giant, good old bear hug. On the second month of Christmas, the world got from me two kind words and a big, gigantic bear hug. on the third month of Christmas the world got from me. 3 cups of coffee. Okay. You know what? I'll work on it. I'm sure I can come up with something. So I'm going to work on it. I think I'm going to work on it, and it might be my gratitude chronicles for this week when I write my Christmas edition. And I know the gratitude chronicles usually comes out on Wednesday, but maybe we'll do an early one. I haven't been really living by the rules of that anyway, but I have to start, so.
Happy Christmas, Kelco.
Happy Christmas, Julian.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
That's what we need. More cheer. More cheer. You know, one of the things that people talk about is Santa Claus. And that's always a touchy subject, especially when the kids get older. And it comes to the point where you have to kind of tell them what the deal is. It sucks. It's the worst, you know? And I got to tell you, man. I read something really beautiful the other day, and I'm going to try to find it because it was really, I loved it. And I'm going to read it. As soon as I can find it, I'm going to read it to you guys. Here it is. It is attention to all parents who need to tell the truth about Santa. Son, Dad, I think I'm old enough now. Is there a Santa Claus? Dad, okay, I agree that you're old enough, but before I tell you, I have a question for you. You see, the truth is a dangerous gift. Once you know something, you can't unknow it. Once you know the truth about Santa Claus, you will never again understand and relate to him as you do now. So my question is, are you sure you want to know? There's a brief pause. Yes, I want to know. Okay, I'll tell you. Yes, there is a Santa Claus. Son, really? Dad, yes, really. But he's not an old man with a beard and a red suit. That's just what we tell kids. You see, kids are too young to understand the true nature of Santa Claus, so we explain it to them in a way that they can understand. The truth about Santa Claus is he is not a person at all. He's an idea. Think of all those presents Santa gave you over the years. I actually bought those myself. I watched you open them. And did it bother me that you didn't thank me? Of course not. In fact, it gave me great pleasure. You see, Santa Claus is the idea of giving for the sake of giving, without thought of thanks or acknowledgement. When I saw that woman collapse on the subway last week and called for help, I knew she'd never know that it was me that summoned the ambulance. I was being Santa Claus when I did that. The son said, oh, so now that you know you're a part of it, you have to be Santa Claus now too. That means you can never tell a young kid the secret, and you have to help us select Santa presents for them. And most important, you have to look for opportunities to help people. You got it? And once again, as we've been saying all day long, you just have to learn how to be kind. And just celebrate the idea of Santa Claus.
It's cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good? Or what? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys are in trouble out here. Come on. And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yep, Santa Claus is coming to town, isn't he? I just tell you, you know, the Christmas is fun. It's joyous, but it can be tough. And I think we have to remember that. There's a lot of people out there it's tough for. I remember I detonated a whole bunch of stuff Christmas of 99. I ruined a good relationship. I ruined myself. You know, I'm hard on myself. I'm not going to lie to you, I am. And it's because I haven't done a lot of great things, but I'm starting to learn how to give myself forgiveness and grace. And maybe the holiday season, you can use that as a springboard to help find that grace and that healing. Because at the end of the day, it's really about the healing. It's about feeling better. It's about having fun. I mean, you know, one of the things about Christmas when you're a parent is as your kids get older, some of those traditions change. One of the traditions that we had is we used to go to this restaurant called Two Toots in Bartlett. It brought your food on a train. It was so cool. And we went there for many, many years. And then we would leave. Go see a light show. And that was our tradition for a very long time. And then we started seeing plays together. And I'm very happy that I'm going to get to see a play with my family tomorrow on Christmas Eve. At the time this was taped, it was the day before Christmas Eve. I'm sorry, kayfabe. Anyway, and I think once again, and I keep driving this point home, gratitude. Gratitude is so important. And you have gratitude for those moments that you had with your loved ones, but you also have gratitude for the moments that you had for yourself. And I've come to love this song. It's my favorite Christmas song. I just really love it. And I love this version of it. But you know what the thing is? There are so many different versions of it. It's insane. And I love them all. But this one was one of my favorites because back in the day, there was a jazz station called WNUA here in Chicago. And every Christmas, they would have this Christmas show where they would have they'd play a bunch of jazz. And Vanessa Williams was on a lot. And I just really loved her version of Have Yourself a Merry Christmas. So I want to play it now. Thank you.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles.
Yes. So I hope you all have or had a Merry Christmas. The New Year's about is coming around the corner. And the New Year is a chance for change. The New Year is a chance to set a new path. You're given a book with 365 blank pages that you can write. And we're going to get into this more next week. But when you get done with the presents, with the food, with the football. Yeah, football and Christmas, huh? You like that, don't you? When you get done with it all, just remember that there is one thing at the end of the day. To just remember, we're all human, and we all grow, we all live, we die, but the cycle goes. Joy one day, pain the next. Nothing is permanent, and that includes us. So just always remember, whenever you're having those times during the holiday, the stress of getting the presents for everyone, the stress of cooking those meals, all that stress leads to a day where it all comes together, where memories are created. And I talked about a lot of memories I had on this show. It got really personal today. Been trying to hold it together, to be honest with you. But it all just leads up to all of this. And I will tell you something. I think about the time I spent with my family. I think about the time that I spent with my family, with my wife and my kids. I think about many of the memories that we made. I don't think I would trade any of them for the world. I think they were good times. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for those good times. I'm grateful to be here talking to you about them. And I hope, if you get a chance, share some of your holidays with me. Just go on the Breathe and Bounce page on Facebook. And don't forget, you can always keep up with what we're doing on breatheandbounce.com. Follow the Gratitude Chronicles and other fun stuff. I hope you have a very happy holiday season. We're going to talk about making plans for day one next week here on Breathe and Bounce, so you don't want to miss that. In the meantime, may you be happy, may you be well, may you be peaceful. Namaste.